Last week we discussed the life and the death, rather the death of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh, and how he passed away and his burial, etc. This week, Mawlana Yusuf Mutala makes mention in great detail the death of his brother, and he makes mention the death of his elder brother, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. It's very, very, very lengthy. I'm not sure if we'll be able to cover it in 1 week, but nevertheless, we shall definitely try. Mawlana says that I had a dream and a vision, and in that I had seen that I was getting Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullahi alayh had traveled somewhere. Now Mawlana is saying this, I'm dreaming this, and I went and I made the necessary preparations, and when I made all the preparations, I realized that Hazrat Sheikh has already left, and I felt very, very disappointed and sad at the news that Hazrat had already left. When I woke up, I got up, I went to relieve myself, I went back to sleep, and as I went back to sleep again, it says Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib, again I am looking for Hazrat Sheikh in the dream, and while searching for him, I now am at the masjid of Nani Naroli, and this is in India, and it says I am asking someone, where did the car of Hazrat Sheikh go to? And I am told that someone pointed out to a house that was there, two or three houses from the side of the masjid, say that the car is there while Hazrat is inside and is having some tea. So when I reached the house, I found the car stationed outside. But the car was a left-hand drive and the passenger seat was on the right. So Hazrat Mawlana Talha, the son of Hazrat Sheikh, was sitting on the seat. And at that moment, he got out of the seat and my brother set him in before the car left. As soon as the car left, because I was unable to leave with Mawlana Zakariya and the car had left without me, a mountain of sadness and sorrow then came upon me. When I awoke this time, I was now in distress. Mawlana Yusuf upstairs, I was unable to fall asleep for another hour or two. And in the latter part of the night, I fell asleep. And I saw myself on a stage, just quite elevated. And with the Sheikh, I was putting morsels of food in his mouth, as I used to when he was alive, placing something like a towel, etc., on the chest of Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullahi alayh. Upon waking up from the dream after meeting the Sheikh, meeting the Sheikh brought some consolation, but my brother passed away the following morning. It was then when I realized this was an indication actually of my brother following his ustad and his mentor in leaving the temporary abode. And I was not to be accompanying them in the car, not for any other reason other than the fact that the time of mine was not yet up. Mawlana further on writes, he said, when I came out of the lesson at 3:30, I saw the doctor. And I realized that my father was engaged in Qur'an. And this is the son now who is saying. And he says that, I realized that my father was engaged in the Qur'an recitation as usual in the small masjid where Sheikh Abu Hassan appeared with a note in his hand. And after reading, he said, bring me the wheelchair. After laying bare the details to the doctor, he checked the blood pressure, the heartbeat, and the temperature, and the doctor felt that everything was normal. My father says that the time of Asr is near. Let us perform ablution salah. Let us offer our Asr. We offered salah in congregation. Myself, Abdul Ra'uf, and Yusuf were with him. He then lay down on the bed. When he asked about his condition, he replied, all praise is due to Allah, I am fine. However, there is a slight pain in the middle of my chest. When asked if he required the doctor, he said, no, let me read my Maghrib Salah, and if I do need to, then we shall call the doctor. Mawlana then started beginning to feel very, very hot. So the air conditioning was turned on. Upon being asked if he wanted to eat, he did not have any desire to eat, although he took his acidity medication with a small cup of tea. Respected listeners, we are discussing the final moment in the life of Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib Ta'ala, the brother of Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Ta'ala, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. His son says, because his attendees were waiting for him, he said, all of you go and offer salah. I don't have the vigor to repeatedly perform ablution. I will perform Maghrib to its end time and Isha in its beginning. Amidst this, his relentlessness grew and he turned from side to side. After revealing himself and performing the ablution for Maghrib Salah, he went back to the room and offered prayer. After Maghrib, he began to perspire profusely, to the extent that he became very, very soaked in perspiration, and he lost the vigor to perform Isha Salah. He laid down on the bed for a second time. The doctor was called for again. He found everything normal, and after checking, he just commented that the pulse of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib was slightly weak. Upon being asked what medication to take, he said, a painkiller will do. Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib said, what is the reason behind the pain in the chest and the stomach? So the doctor said, it's probably caused by some gas. Take a Gaviscon or something and inshallah you should be fine. The doctor thereafter, he remained on standby outside, and the son of Mawlana then requested to go and have an ECG done. Initially he said no. He said, you lot will become anxious for no reason, but agreed after the family obviously persisted. Arrangements were made, and around 10:30, the nurse arrived to do the ECG. The report was emailed through Brother Rashid to one of the heart specialists in Lusaka. It was felt that Mawlana should be taken to the city hospital. Mawlana was not prepared to go there. He said, wait for now, let me rest. His discomfort and obviously began increasing. The perspiration did not stop. So in this way, Mawlana then had to change some of his clothing several times because of the condition that Mawlana was finding himself in. So when the attendees were there and they started, stayed with Mawlana till Mawlana offered his Isha Salah, it was just a short while before Fajr, because obviously Mawlana was feeling tired, Mawlana was finding it difficult. So at around 4 o'clock, the doctor phoned and informed him that Mawlana probably suffered a heart attack. So one of the brothers then was called asked to make some arrangement for a flight to go to Lusaka. So the decision laid with Mawlana's uncle. So they made some opinion and they tried to make some arrangements for Mawlana to be transferred from Chipata to Lusaka. Mawlana remained in that condition, and through the time of Fajr, the family now are trying to persuade Mawlana to go to the hospital. So his son asked, are you in pain? He replied, not much, other than some discomfort, but he asked to have an injection, but the doctor obviously felt that it was not the right time, because obviously Mawlana needed to go through some tests if Mawlana had really suffered a heart attack. At the time of Fajr Salah, Mawlana then made his way to the Darul Uloom to make dua for Mawlana's son, made his way to the Darul Uloom, and then they requested all to make dua for Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullahi Alayh. Mawlana then asked for some tea that was prepared. Mawlana performed tayammum and then he read the two sunnahs of Fajr. He offered the Fajr prayer after that, and after talking a little bit, he gestured towards the tea which was then given to him. He had a slight sip, and thereafter he had a little bit of a biscuit, and thereafter Mawlana took a little bit nap and he said, I need to relieve myself but I don't have the energy. A short while later, upon regaining some strength, he made his way towards the bathroom. After Mawlana then relieved himself, he said, let us go inside because people have arrived out there. Yet there was nobody that was there. So people were like concerned, Mawlana, you're saying these people, but we're not seeing anybody. So he looked at the heavens, and leaning his back fully as he had done in prayer, he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the same posture, his neck and eyes started moving around while his body was fixated towards the sky. The masjid was a bit of a distance, but the students and the teachers, both of them, upon hearing the fact, of the Salam, rushed and gathered before Morana. His eyes at that time was fixed towards the sky. And all of a sudden, we saw that Morana's neck, while facing the classroom, slowly began to drop. And Morana's son said, I was screaming, Abba, 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 and I was helping him, trying to lift his head. And on my screaming, Sheikh Abul Hassan and Sheikh Didad carried him to the room, and they laid him on Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi Alayhi's bed. I fell unconscious, and upon remaining conscious, Maulana's son is saying, I found that the Sheikh passing his hand on his chest. Maulana's father was putting his hand on the lap of Sheikh Abdul Rauf, who was passing his hand over Maulana's forehead. Those present in the room were reciting the kalima, Estalqeen, towards Maulana. It is said that the doctor checked the pulse twice, but there was no pulse, and Maulana Abdul Rahimza passed away approximately 20 past 5 in the morning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Maulana's son says, when I gathered out control of my senses, then preparation started for the burial. The ghusl was given. Among those who took part in the ghusl was Sheikh Mushtaq, some other of the ulama, some of the scholars there. And despite all of this here, there were many, many senior people that were there that were giving ghusl to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Mu'tara Rahmatullahi Alayh. Upon the instructions of Sheikh Nasir al-Din, the servant performed ablution of the body. A discussion with regard to the burial should be taking place after the washing and shrouding of the body. Permission would not have been granted to bury it in the madrasa. Therefore, on the request, the grave was dug next to Sheikh Riyad's grave in the old section of the Chipata Masjid. So in that area, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was buried. A discussion took place regarding Janaza Salah. Some wanted it to be performed twice, once in the madrasa and after that in the city. It took place in the madrasa at about 3 o'clock under the leadership of the Sheikh al-Hadith at that time. The body was taken in the car but thereafter, due to the amount of people that were there, the body was then carried for a short distance on the shoulders of those people that were present. Sheikh Ilyas, Abdul Rauf, Hafiz Anwar Sirat, and the son of Abdul Rahim Saab, they went into the qabr. And there was many, many people that were present at the Janaza Salah. Although probably in terms of numbers it might not be a lot, but in terms of the amount of people in the area of Zambia, it was regarded to be a very, very big janaza that had taken place there at the Qabristan. And this was an account of the passing away of Maulana Abdul Rahim Saab by his son that was given. So Maulana Yusuf Mutala says that the Mufti Saab in Mozambique saw a dream on the night of his demise. He saw that many of the fires have gathered in the Chipata Masjid, all were wearing white clothing with white amama, and the meeting was chaired by Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani. And all these people were waiting for the arrival of someone. And after a while, Maulana Rahim Saab appeared from his room in the same clothing that all the people had had. And this here was some of the glad tidings that was given by some of the people after the passing away of Maulana Rahim Saab. A woman had dreamt that after the Fajr prayer, that she is passing by the room of Maulana and he is lying in a shroud. And thereafter, Maulana moved the shroud from his face, stretched his hands, and then went back to sleep. So someone asked, the Sheikh passed away. This woman, while dreaming, said, he was a complete saint. He only veiled himself from the world. But in reality, he is still alive. And he is still alive, but he's been moved from the temporary abode, and is a truly pious friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the Huffaz of the Quran saw the Sheikh in a dream consecutively for 3 days. On the first day, which was Thursday, he saw him waking up in a very beautiful voice with white clothes, said to get up and to offer his salah. On the second day, which was Friday, there was a strong light that was emanating from the Sheikh. And on the third day, he dreamt that in his student days, and the Sheikh is advising him very, very lovingly. And there are many, many such incidents. So when people pass away, we find that sometimes, and not always it happens, only sometimes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets people understand the value and make them realize the piousness of some people. And that is why you find them that these dreams or these indications of their great status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a great Zambian saint. He dreamed that he visited the Sheikh who was wearing white clothes. And he stood in front of him and he said, Sheikh, you have been buried. But he is not here now. He's migrated to Medina Munawwara. Imagine even at that time, that link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always been there. A teacher at the Madrasa, Al-Ma'had al-Rashid al-Islami, he mentions the following that he had seen when after the Sheikh had passed away. He says the Sheikh was present in the masjid, and so were all the teachers of the Darul Uloom. Sheikh Yusuf Mutala was also present among them. The servant ran that the Sheikh passed a note to him, which had something written on it. But I forgot what it was or whether it was a hand noted by the Sheikh. He said, give this to Sheikh Yusuf Mutala. He said, I also saw myself reciting the Quran and Majid at around midday. And in that I said, قَالَ لَا تَتْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he said, this here is what Hazrat Marana was seeing. So there are many people at this time that saw great amount of glad tidings after the passing away of Marana Abdul Rahim Sahib. Marana makes another mention. He said, 3 days after the Sheikh's demise, Zakir dreamt that the Sheikh is lying on his bed, that Babu Mama Jimotala is also present. He says, when I entered, the Sheikh was wearing a green turban, and I went and I sat near him on the bed, and the Sheikh was saying something. He said, I fell asleep and I woke up. He said, enough, you may leave now. I said, no, I want to stay. He said, you may have come, so give other people a chance that I may meet everybody. And in this way we find Hazrat Sheikh passing away, and many, many people seeing great glad tidings about him after he has left this world. Some of the other incidents that were made mention of, there was an incident that was saying that one person read that he said, I was listening to the Sheikh gathering of invocating Durood on Thursday after Asr when I fell asleep. In the dream, it was such a powerful dream, as if though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present. I could feel it, but I could not see anyone. After that, someone told me in the dream that the Prophet ﷺ is talking to you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, in the world I love two brothers very much. So I asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? They said, Sheikh Abdul Rahim and Sheikh Yusuf Mutala Sahib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them both. So people that are pious, people that are God-fearing, they always have the close bond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted each one of them. It is said in a place called Nampula in Mozambique, there was a scholar that was there. He had consulted Maulana's brother, rahmatullahi alayhi. And when he was there, he was setting up a business. So Maulana advised him and said, either travel to Nampula to start up something and occupy yourself in religious service there, or come to me at Chipata. Upon reaching Nampula, because there was no one that knew him besides one or two people, so he phoned Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi, who was in Canada, and he said, Hazrat, you're sending me to Nampula, but I don't know anyone in Nampula. He says, Allah willing, such divine help will arrive, you will not even understand and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it there for you. He says, consequently, Allah opened up the doors, and today a magnificent Darul Uloom stands on a 25-acre space in Nampula. So this person is saying, when I went there, I knew nobody. I was disheartened. And you know, respected listeners, sometimes people are ambitious to do things. So we should never discourage people. We should always give them such encouragement that by virtue of our encouragement, they are inspired to achieve what their visions are. sometimes we don't realize that one thing a person could say and one thing a person can do and the difference that it can have in their life is truly amazing. We don't realize that. So Morana is telling him and encouraging him that do not worry. You've come to Nampula. It's a small place or it's a place that you don't know. But how Allah will open for you, you will not even begin to fathom. And in this way, you will ask yourself and you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed from there. Thereafter, he says, in this regard, he continued to invite Ma Abdul Rahim Sahib to his Darul Uloom. And in turn, kept on promising but was unable to go there. So he says that one particular year, citing the worry of the people there, he said that in the line with everyone's opinion and insistence, I would spend Ramadan here with them. But his brother said, no, you are to spend Ramadan with us. You can spend Ramadan with them after I am gone. So the people then insisted that he travel to Ma'at al-Islami. So Sheikh Asim traveled for Umrah a day before Hazrat passed away. He reached Makkah Mukarramah, and a day later he came to know of the passing away of Maulana. So like this, alhamdulillah, Maulana Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with tremendous amount of blessings, tremendous amount of glad tidings after he passed away and after he left this world. We take a quick air break, inshallah. We listen to a nasheed, and when we return, we shall carry on with our discussion. So respected listeners, in terms of what we've done this evening, we've spoken about the life and the passing away actually of Ma Abdul Rahim Sahib Mutala Rahmatullahi Alayh. Maulana passed away in Chipata. He's buried in Chipata as well. And Maulana is one of the senior ulama that have passed away in the very near past that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken Maulana away. Next week, alhamdulillah, we've confirmed the program on the life of Maulana Uthman Putawala Rahmatullahi Alayh. Those that will know, Maulana was the Imam in Rustenburg, in Azadwal. Maulana had a melodious voice that he would recite Quran Sharif in. So inshallah, next week on Thursday, we do about Maulana Uthman Putawala. And with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've spoken to Maulana Mufti Siraj Desai. And we will be doing on Haji Farooq Rahmatullahi Alayhi the following week. So hopefully inshallah some good programs that will be coming up on the Ulama Profile program with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, we are asking the listeners, if there are any of the Ulama that you are aware of that we have not yet profiled, please do give us the details. We would love to profile them inshallah. And we would love to thereafter speak about the scholars of our country and the scholars of this era of ours that we are living in that had given so much to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much of their time. And also each one of us try and do something beneficial before we leave this world. That becomes a continuous means of goodness and charity that will perpetuate itself in this world and in the next world as well. Inshallah, I will take a break from you this evening, and until next week, from myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.